Joining us now with a look at what's happening on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Well, we just had our midterm races, and congrats to you, by the way. What do you expect in the new year with all the new faces we're going to see on Beacon Hill?
Yeah, it was an exciting election cycle. We have some great statewide candidates that were elected. We're starting to prepare for bill filing and swearing in January. And there's a lot of work to be done. We've accomplished a lot this session. Those tax rebate checks are going out to folks as we speak. And I think that, in the new year and as we assess the impact of rising energy costs due to some things that are happening globally, I think we'll be trying to provide some more relief to our working families and seniors that are living in our communities in the new year.
And could I also get your thoughts on just how the elections themselves here were run in Massachusetts?
I think it was awesome. I think it was more or less issue-free. Our staff, at least locally in Marshfield and Scituate, the town clerks and their staff do a great job. And we had awesome turnout. So grateful for all the work that they put in. We implemented early voting. We also, on the election reform package we did before, instituted mail-in voting. It's really encouraged more people to be a part of the process. It's given more people options to get to the polls, to go up to town hall, to vote early, and it's been great. So I thank them and their staff for helping to facilitate the election.
Now, while we're still dealing with COVID, there's also been a great deal of concern regarding RSV. Is there a discussion about this at the legislature right now?
There's some discussions about it. The main priority is really getting help for folks that need it going into the winter. There's a lot of issues with food insecurity, rising energy prices, inflation, the things that people need to get by day to day. So the main discussions that we're having right now is to how best to provide relief to those folks.
Now, something else is kind of on a different track. I wanted to ask you about Twitter. As I know, you are on Twitter and a wide variety of your colleagues and other state agencies are. Is there any concern on Beacon Hill right now regarding this platform and where it seems to be going?
I think that the broader discussion is what role does social media have in politics, in freedom of speech, and I don't think it's specific to Twitter. I mean, I know a lot of folks are following some of the business decisions that Elon Musk is making, but specifically, we're not looking at Twitter as a company. I think the bigger discussion is, what role does social media play in civic engagement, in messaging, in telling folks the work that we're doing, providing access to services that folks might need. It's been, at least for our office, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, have been platforms that folks reach out to us on for constituent services. So I think that they play a necessary role in our society. Most folks, to some degree, are on social media platforms. We want to make sure that it's safe for people to use. And other than that, we're not looking to dive into specifics on specific companies.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dan. Appreciate it.